Hello.
Hi.
What's up, everybody? How
I
we doing, podcast pals?
I love podcast pals.
We do. Guys, welcome back to Only We Care, your favorite podcast, with your favorite hosts, me and Franny. This is the podcast where Franny and I talk about the things that only we care about in the hopes that other people will too. So let's get right to it. We're doing another episode of Random Conversations. You guys know how this goes. So we're just going to start rambling away. Franny, do you want me to go first this time?
Yes.
Cool. I don't really know what to say. Something that I kind of wanted to share with everybody, which is like super random, but I don't know if anybody like watched like Eurovision. I've never been like really into it, but for some reason, I kept like getting recommendations about it like in my YouTube feed, and I was like, all right, like I guess like I'll check out this song. And so I like sort of went down a mini rabbit hole of like exploring different artists from like foreign countries that like competed in Eurovision. So I've been listening to like some of their music, and that's been really cool. So there's Tattoo by Lauren. She actually won. And then Unicorn, which is a really cool song that I sent you, for Annie, actually.
Yes.
It's by Noah Curel. And then there's another song. Her name is actually Alessandra. I think it's called Queen of the Kings. But they're all just like really talented, and I'm like, these super famous people are just like hiding in these other countries, and like we've never heard of them. It's incredible. I'm like, where are these people? Oh, this one's in Sweden, this one's in Israel. Like, what? But like they're so good, and I'm just like, this is really awesome. So I don't know, I just like, that's been like my thing for the last couple days, is like watching like Eurovision performers. Also, I've been watching, for any, you know this, really bad like talent show auditions, and
yes,
also really good ones. But I mostly just watch them to, one, make myself laugh, and two, because Simon Cowell is an absolute savage and he still is very funny. So I enjoy watching his commentary, and usually him and I have the same reactions to things. So I don't know, I guess that says a lot about my personality. But yeah, I don't know what it is with me and like singing competitions lately, but that's been like my thing for the last like couple weeks.
Nice.
I don't like, I'm not watching television, I'm watching like compilations of auditions from like America's Got Talent or like Britain's Got Talent or American Idol on YouTube. Like, that's been my thing. I don't know where it came from. It just did. It has a lot to do with YouTube just recommending me like random stuff. And I'm like, oh, that looks kind of interesting, I'm going to click on it. And then I just get sucked in. I don't know. Also, I bought this lip balm like a while back. This is such a random tangent, but I'm staring at it right now. And I was waiting until I ran out of all my other lip balms before I used this new pack that I bought. And it has, like, peach extract in it. Yeah, peach extract. And it's supposed to, like, make your lips, like, slightly tinted.
Nice.
But when I tell you that it's not a slight tint, it's straight up, like, hot pink on your lips. I'm like, I thought this was going to be, like, subtle. No, it looks like I ate a popsicle. So I'm dealing with that. Ooh. Now. I'm like, it's a nice lip balm. Like, I like it. But I probably wouldn't buy it again because it's so pink, and it's hard to layer like other lipsticks over it because it's so pink. So I kind of have to like blot it off, and then I'm like, well, I'm not really wearing it now. So I just want moist lips. I don't want chapped lips, you know? But here we are struggling with this hot pink lip balm. Yeah. I was going to put on more fake nails this morning because I haven't worn them in a couple weeks. And then I ran out of time. And I also didn't have the energy. So, yeah. And also we took a brief break because I was going through some stuff. personal stuff. Some of you listening will know. I don't really want to talk about it because it's very upsetting, but yeah, I'll just leave it at that. But Franny's been great. She's been there for me. So shout out to her.
I'm the best.
That's what we took away from this.
Shout out to me.
Franny's the best.
No, there's more to it, but yeah.
She hasn't sent me my Christmas gift, but we're going to gloss over
we're not going to talk about that right now.
Right. I've been reminding her for months and it still hasn't come. Yeah. So, that's fun. But yeah, that's all I got, Franny. If you want to bounce off of that, please.
Excuse me. I just woke up from a nap. Pardon me.
You're pardoned.
Thanks. It's funny that you mentioned Eurovision because I was watching my friend Allie's stream last weekend and that's like all she was talking about. And I was like, girl, do people just like forget that it happens? That Eurovision happens?
I think so. I really
And it's so entertaining.
Yeah, you know, it's really cool actually. Like that all these different countries like compete. It's like Olympics for music.
Literally.
Yeah. And like I kind of wish that we had something like that in America because I think it would be really cool. Like a bunch of different American songwriters like compete for the best song. That'd be really awesome actually.
No, like we need that.
But yeah, you know, I've never really paid much attention to Eurovision.
Yeah.
But like there's some really talented people.
Oh yeah. Yeah. And remind me, when we're done to send you the band from Italy that won, I think 2 years ago now. Wow. And they like blew up after it. When did they win? Actually, I can just look on my phone because I'm on it looking for something that I want to talk about. When did they win? Okay, so they were formed in 2016, and then they won Eurovision, in 2021.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And it's funny. Like, huh?
It's funny because the winner of this year, this is her second time winning.
Oh.
Yeah, she's the only person to have won twice. So, it's pretty cool. And I have to say, the song is really good.
I'm recording my podcast. Okay. Steve just came in.
Hey, Steve.
Steve's gone.
Bye, Steve.
You can keep that in. That was so random.
Welcome to the podcast featuring Franny's dad.
My father.
And that's what happens here on Only We Care.
Yeah. Also, I do call my parents by their first names.
And I do it too, even though they're not my parents.
But I do it sometimes. And it bothers one of my friends. Like, I remember one time, his name's Will. And I was talking to him and I said something like, oh, like, Steve and Nancy did this. He's like, can you just, like, call them your mom and dad? And I was like, no. Like, no. Anyway, we love Steve and Nancy so much. What was I going to say? Eurovision, right. And it was at the time that, like, I was talking to like a big group of internet friends at the time and they were like, guys, you like, we have to listen to this band. Like they're going to blow up. And I was like, okay. And then they did. And now I'm like, wait, I knew who they were like before. This is so cool. And there's like four of them. I don't know why I'm not saying the name. It's Måneskin. They're really cool. I'm obsessed with all of them. And one of them is literally my age. I'm like, I could never. I love all of them.
You must feel really special because you knew them.
No, I discovered them.
Right.
It's my job. You're welcome. Love them. But no, Eurovision is so much fun. Like, we need to talk about it. It's so much fun. What have I been watching?
I don't know.
I have been finding a lot of memes of, like, Star Wars characters lately.
Yes, you sent me one today.
Yeah. Well, I did send you a cat picture.
Yeah,
and it was a Darth Vader cat. That was really cute.
It was. It was too cute to be evil.
It was.
Yeah.
What was I gonna say? Today I watched like two different movies. I watched Best in Show, which is written by Eugene Levy, who created Schitt's Creek with his son. Shout out to Eugene Levy. Love him. And then I watched Addams Family Values while I did my makeup for funsies. Because I watch movies when I do my makeup. Also, I did my makeup in the bathroom today. That was a game changer. Because it looks so good. Not as good as you. Because it's not possible. It's not humanly possible.
Oh, stop.
No, I'm telling the truth. But I was like, wait, it looks really good.
I thought you were going to say doing it in the bathroom was a huge mistake.
No. No, because, like, I didn't do it in the sink because I'm too small to fit in our sink.
Okay, but honestly don't know why or how someone would do that.
Oh, I've seen people do it.
Yeah, but, like, unless you're the size of, like, Ariana Grande, it's not going to work.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's what I mean. Like, I'm taller than her by, like, 2 inches and I can't do it.
Yeah, like,
which doesn't compute, by the way. I just want to confirm. I don't understand how I'm taller than her.
I feel like we're the same height.
Aren't you and I the same height?
How tall are you?
5'2".
Oh my gosh, Ariana Grande is only 5 feet tall.
Yeah, how tall are you?
Yeah, I'm 5'2" as well.
Okay, nice. We're the same height. Okay, but you also wear big boots. Like, you're gonna be taller than me.
That's true. See, and I never feel short because of the shoes I wear. And the outfits.
Yeah.
They just make me feel big. I don't know. I've never felt short. Like, I've never felt like, oh my gosh, everything is, like, so much bigger than me. Like, I don't know. I guess it's just because of my personality, too.
When people find out how short I am, they get really surprised because people are like, you seem like you're really tall. I'm like, because I'm loud. Sorry.
See, I feel like I don't feel short because, like, of my confidence and, like, because I can be kind of intimidating sometimes. So, like, I just don't feel small.
Honestly, dude, if I didn't know you were 5'2", I probably would have said you're, like, 5'5".
Yeah, that, you know, I'll take it. That's average. But I don't have a problem being 5'2". Like, a lot of times, like, when people are like, oh, you're fine the way you are, like, if I say, like, oh, I know I'm short. Yeah. Like, I don't have a problem being.
Oh, I don't. Though.
I'm just saying.
It's cute. No, I honestly prefer being short. It's just cute. Because it makes everything better. Because as I tell people, I'm fun size.
Yeah, I always say, like, good things come in small packages.
You and me.
Like little Debbie cakes. No.
Literally.
But yeah. I mean, there's nothing wrong with being short. And you can always wear, you know, really tall shoes.
Exactly. We love tall shoes.
We do. I love them.
I know you do. No, you could, like, wear all of them and probably, like, stomp on the world. Wow, my hands are glittery.
What were you doing? Were you doing arts and crafts?
No, it was for my highlighter.
Oh, I relate to that.
No, I know. I just, like, it's not, like, a lot, but I just noticed it. Like, oh, there's glitter.
Yeah, that usually, like, happens to me in the morning. Like, I'll get glitter, like, or shimmer on my hands, and then it's on my shirt and my pants. You know, just, like, girly problems.
Honestly, just girly things.
Yeah.
It makes me think of this product that Bath & Body Works used to sell, and I don't know if they still sell it, but it was, like, it was the same lotion that they'd sell. It was just, like, with glitter, and you'd be very glittery. I'm like, ooh.
See, I actually feel like that's so bad for you and your skin.
Oh, it's terrible for you.
Like, why would you want to rub, like, little microplastics, like, all over your body? I don't know. It's, like, I understand, like, it's, like, cute and fun, but it's, like, at the end of the day, like.
No, it's not even comfortable.
Hey, right, how is it comfortable? And then, like, it's just going to get on everything. And then it's, like, going to go into your, like, water system. I don't know. I mean, like, you know, glitter in small amounts, not such a big deal. But, like, glitter all over your body, like, I just feel like that's problematic. I don't know. I'm not, like, a scientist, but I just feel like putting body glitter in, like, random body lotion is just, like, what purpose does that serve? You know?
Who's to say?
Yeah, I don't.
Who's to say?
I have no idea. I guess the glitter experts, but
oh, another thing that you, I just like glitched out that they used to sell was they called it like whipped cream lotion, and it literally was packaged like whipped cream, and it looked like whipped cream, and it would smell like whatever lotion it was. Like I got a pumpkin one.
That was actually kind of cool.
And it was really nice. I don't know if they still sell it, and I hope they do because it was actually pretty fun.
I don't think I've seen that in recent years.
Yeah, I actually went back to the physical store for the first time in like years, back in I think March, and it was honestly like reverting to my middle school self. I buy their candles online, Bath and Body Works candles online, because it's easier. Also, shout out to candles, they're life changing. It's fine. Why do candles have to burn out? I don't know.
I don't know, but I learned that a lot of them are like actually toxic because they have like carcinogens in them. I'm like, oh, that's fun. I hate that.
I hate that so much. But no, yeah. The candle I had smelled like peaches and it was really nice.
I have some candles in my room that I don't burn. I just like pick them up occasionally and smell them.
That's me with the ones I got for my birthday.
Like, because I'm like, yeah. Like I don't want to light a candle in my room because then I'm like worried that like something's going to catch fire, or something's going to fall into the candle, or I'm going to forget to blow it out.
Yeah.
Like, girl, it's just a hazard. So I just like it for the smell.
No, I got 3 for my birthday and I smell all of them like on a daily basis and I haven't burnt any of them.
Yeah, see, like that's all you
need. And they smell really nice. And I'm like, I don't want to burn them because they smell really nice. One smells like, I'm looking at them right now. One smells like grapefruit.
Ooh.
Which is like such a vibe. The other one's peony. And then the other one's gardenias. They all kind of match, actually. They all kind of match. They're all kind of the same packaging. And I'm like, ooh.
Oh, cute.
Yeah. I love candles. And I have a lighter that is USB connected, which is really cute. She's pink.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, because I'm scared of matches.
You know what? I get it.
And I cannot light them.
Yeah, no, one time I was filming like a scene for my friend in her movie, and I was trying to light a candle. Or no, I was trying to light a match.
Yeah.
And I kid you not, it probably took like 5 or 6 takes before the thing like actually lit up. Like I could not light the match to save my life. And then I think at one point it did light up and then it accidentally went out. And then I had to like light it again and then I finally got it. But it took like it probably took like 15 minutes or like 10 minutes for me to light a match successfully.
Not just that, but I'm fully scared of them.
Yeah, it was scary. I was like, I've never actually lit a match before, but yeah. I did it. It was an experience, you know. But would I do it again if I had the
toy? Recording my podcast.
Hello.
My mom's like, "Are you eating dinner?"
That's hilarious. Oh no, God. Mom, we're talking about matches and our fear of them. Anyway.
Continue, please.
Yeah, like, matches, I've been afraid of them too. Because I'm always worried that, like, it's going to somehow, like, set my finger on fire or something.
Oh, no, same. Yeah.
It doesn't. It just takes a little bit of practice, but.
No, I just don't like them. Like, they're pretty.
Right. Like it's them. Kind of intimidating.
Yeah, the one I have is actually really nice, and it was like $10 on Amazon because it came in a 2-pack. I don't know what happened to the second one.
Darn. I guess you said it's like a USB.
It is.
Cool. So does it like charge?
Yeah, so I can charge it. And it when it's charged, it lasts for like a good while.
Oh,
I'd say at least a month, maybe more.
Wow.
Yeah, and again, it's pink, so that's a plus, and it's really easy to light stuff with. It's obnoxiously large. I'm looking at it right now. It looks like a pen.
Oh, wow.
But it's useful and it makes me less scared of fire. So, yay! I'm not like the biggest. I sound so silly when I say it. I'm scared of fires, like natural fires too, because I live in California.
Rightfully so.
Yeah, and we've had friends have their house burned down. I'm like, yeah, that's why I'm scared of them. that was in the 90s, but still. I mean, we haven't had, like, a big fire in California since then, but, like, still. Jeez. It happens. A couple years ago, I woke up and the sky was fully orange.
I remember that.
Yeah, and I was like, what's happening? And my parents were so calm. And I was like, guys, there's an apocalypse. And they're like, no. And I was like, yeah, there is.
There's an apocalypse.
And I didn't have classes that day because I think either it was on a day where I didn't have class or they were canceled. Can't remember. Well, obviously they were canceled, but like, I don't remember if they were online or not. I don't even remember. And I
think
like,
they were online.
Yeah. Like how you remember. I'm like, what happened?
I think you were still in community college.
I think I was. I'm pretty sure. Yeah. I like how you remember this.
I know, right? Like, I don't even know how. I
Thank
even
you
know.
For remembering and not me.
I have no idea how I know that.
You have weird knowledge about my life. It's okay. So do I. About your life.
True.
Best friend things. But what I was going to say was horribly anxious that day that I just stayed in my room and watched movies.
Yeah, I think I remember you, like, texting me.
Oh, yeah. I was panicking.
You were sending me, like, pictures and stuff.
Because what's weird is I'm thinking about it now. None of the pictures I would send people, like, match what it really looked like. Like, it was very weird.
Yeah, sometimes cameras, like, wash things out on the phone, you know?
Yeah, because like, I remember later that day, like, the New York Times or something, like, posted a picture. I was like, that's what it looked like. And you were like, okay.
No, because, like, even when I take pictures of sunsets, like, it just won't capture all the colors.
Oh, you have very pretty sunsets. I'm very jealous of your sunsets.
Thank you. I long to see a sunset, like, somewhere tropical, though.
Ooh, we're going to go to Hawaii then. Okay, cool. Cool, cool, cool.
Yeah, that is on the button.
That's happening.
That's happening. It's happening. You heard it here. How many times have we said, like, oh, it's happening on this podcast? Like,
I'd love to know.
Go back and listen to all the episodes, count, and then let us know. Yeah. How many times Franny and I have been like, oh, we have an idea? Yeah, it's happening.
Or like you're going to be like, I'm going to write it down.
Yeah. Well, the great thing about this podcast is that I can always listen back and be like, oh, yeah, we had that idea.
I know we had one last podcast, so let's go.
I feel like we have an idea like every podcast episode.
Honestly, know? If we don't, what's wrong with us?
True.
But dang.
If we can't come up with new ideas, then why are we even here?
Exactly.
It would just be the same boring podcast over and over again.
It's not.
It's not. It's fun. It's fun and fresh and new. Tell all your friends to listen.
Wow.
Yay. Subscribe. Hit the follow button.
Like and subscribe.
Literally, like and subscribe.
So true.
But yeah, that was definitely a scary day for you. I don't blame you, though, because, like, honestly, that is pretty terrifying. You just wake up and this whole sky is orange. Yeah, that's kind of
scary. Dude, it was weird. I cannot tell you. And the next day, I was like, oh, it's still going to be orange. And it wasn't. That's what's so weird. It was like, okay.
It was, like, one day thing.
Yeah, I remember. I just saw a TikTok about it. And they were like, remember when California went orange? And I was like, yeah. It went... Yeah. Yeah. As my class's high school color. Yeah, you heard that right. High school color. Because I had school colors, but each class had a color. And mine was orange. And I own no orange. And it was convenient for my friend Keith. I don't know if he's listening. Hi, Keith. Love you very much. Whose favorite color is orange. So he went all out.
Oh, my gosh.
Every time. And we were like, Keith, this is for you.
Yeah, they picked that color purposely for him.
Only for Keith. Shout out to Keith, genuinely.
There we go.
Yeah. God, I don't miss that about high school, going to those, like, rallies all the time.
I think I've said this on the podcast. I avoided them.
Yeah, I don't know how, because they, like, not, like, made us go, but, like, they, like, if you didn't go, they'd be like, why weren't you there?
Oh, yeah. No, I think I gave up, like, after, like, sophomore year.
I gave up.
Because I was like, these are just, like, excuses for everyone to act like a moron, even more so than they already do.
No, literally. And they're so loud. Like, I know I've been to concerts, like, countless.
They're not fun. They're just a bunch of people screaming in a gym. And I'm like, okay, I have to bounce.
No, literally.
Yeah, I think I told a whole story about this on the podcast.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. I think you did.
I think I did.
We'll we'll dissect them one day because I have some stories.
I mean, I don't even want to like talk about it. Like, it was just a bunch of stupid tomfoolery.
That's like the perfect way to describe it.
And I'm like, yeah, I'm like 40 years old mentally. So like,
I'm 40 years old. I gotta go.
I was like, I have to go. Like, I'm too mature for this.
I remember the year before I graduated. So I graduated in 2017. Wow. That's a sentence.
That's so weird. Cause that's like a year before I graduated college.
Yeah. Yeah.
What the heck?
Yeah. Yeah. But what I was going to say was the year above me. So 2016. At their last rally, I was so jealous because they would play the end song from High School Musical where they'd be like chanting about 16 seconds. I was like, guys, you're rubbing it in my face. Stop. I was like, I want to play that. But there's like no song about turning 17 unless you're talking about like Heathers. But like nowhere in High School Musical. They're like, 17. No, 16. Come on. I feel really like betrayed. Betrayed by Zac Efron every day. No.
I'm so sorry that they didn't count down to 17.
So am I. Kenny Ortega should know better. Where are you, Kenny?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow. Oh,
next episode, Franny rants about Kenny Ortega for 5 minutes.
No, I won't do that to him. He's created a lot of good childhood moments.
That's true.
He created Dirty Dancing. No, sorry. Directed Dirty Dancing, which is so funny to me. That's like, so of all bizarre movies, I'm like, you did that?
That's so Kenny, bizarre.
You're such a risk taker.
That's so bizarre. Wait,
did he direct it? Hold on. I'm going to confirm this right now.
Please do.
Choreography. I was like, Kenny. Oh, he didn't direct it. He just did the choreography. Still, what a guy.
Well, I'm glad we arrived to this point.
So am I.
Wow.
Beautiful dissections today.
I think we're ready to wrap it up. All right, guys. That was a really interesting episode. went on so many tangents that I didn't expect it to go on.
We dissected so much.
Yeah, everything from candles to Kenny Ortega.
You know, just a normal conversation between the two of us.
Yep. So this is a look inside of our brains, guys. We hope you enjoyed. I'm your host, Alexandra Lakis.
I'm Brandy Baronian.
And we will see you guys in 2 Saturdays.
For the next episode of Only We Care.
Peace out, podcast pals. Have a blessed week.
You too, podcast pal.
Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Bye, guys.
Bye.